for diaspora voting, actually you are preaching to the converted. You are consistently saying we support diaspora voting, consistently. But you need amendment to the electoral legal framework for that to happen. For the commission to be able to register citizens abroad and for them to be able to vote. At the moment, voting is only available to those who are resident in the country and are registered. And you only vote while you are registered in the country. But you can transfer your registration to another place, intrastate or interstate. So in other words, voting is only available to eligible citizens who are resident in Nigeria and registered in any part of the country that they wish to vote. There are two issues involved in this diaspora matter, which we need to clarify. First, you have what we call out-of-country voting, OCV. Out-of-country is where people are registered, but they are on national service or national assignment outside the country, like the military.
Yeah.
Members of the diplomatic corps, or Nigerians engaged in technical aid corps. In some countries, they are given the right to vote. That is for the same reason that people can vote outside the country, they cannot vote. The second dimension is what we call the diaspora voting, meaning voting available to citizens who live in countries outside, in other countries. We set up a committee to look into that. We have a report, we are good to vote. The only thing that we are waiting for is amendment to the legal environment. Once the legal environment is amended, and we have the relevant and appropriate resources for us to register citizens in parts of the other parts of the world, but we are good to go on that. Remember, there are Nigerians in virtually all parts of the world. So the only obstacle is the electoral legal framework. Once that is reviewed, we then work out the modalities. But thinking ahead as a proactive measure, we have a draft report ready. In case that is done, then we consult with stakeholders and then we look for the relevant resources to manage people. We have always ensured Nigerians in the diaspora that they are part and parcel of what happens at home, and therefore they should have the right to vote. In the long run, we may also do what other nations do, where their citizens not only have the right to vote, but they also have the right to be represented. You have overseas constituencies, people represent Nigerians living in specific countries of the world and continents in the National Assembly. So they have even quite a number of African countries. So on this one, the Commission is committed to the only obstacle amendment to the electoral legal framework.